Okay, recording in progress. Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for January 21st, 2024. Karen Eileen.
Hello.
Hi, your
Hi.
victories are fantastic. Two of them. First one, an indie film in which you have a lovely comedic role is now streaming on Amazon Prime. What show? What is it? What's it
It's
called?
called Touch.
Okay. Love that. And you had a very, very, very challenging situation this week that involved a huge unexpected expense, a lot of emotion. But the giant win is that you stayed very calm about the money and you let your emotional reactions to the situation be what they were, separate from the knowledge that with the cash part of it, all is well. And you're on a path. And you know how you're going to handle it. You have a plan
Plan.
because of the work you've done here. That's fantastic. Can't ask for more than that.
Thank you.
So you are a cash flow tiger. You're a consummate performer. You're also a VO coach, and amongst other things that you teach. So your question is, you're now in the middle of teaching your third voiceover master class at a university for their theater dance MFA students. You're enjoying it. You're realizing how much you have to offer and that you finally feel ready to explore offering this program to other universities. How do you begin? You're envisioning an email to the head of the departments with a video intro, maybe a few testimonials. You've only ever offered this live, as in this university only wanted live instruction, even during COVID. And you went and everyone was masked up. You mean in person,
Yes, in person rather than on
not
Zoom.
online. Okay. And you'd love to offer both a live and a remote version, how to price it, how best to create a contract that covers travel and housing and per diem if they ask you to travel. Okay. So the course that you're teaching now is, are you teaching as just sort of they've brought you in for a limited amount of weeks, or are you an adjunct for a semester? Like, how, what's this thing?
I am a guest master class instructor.
Okay. And when they offered you this, did they come at you with a budget of like, we've got this much, this is what it will be, or did you
Yes.
negotiate?
No, they came at me. They're like, this is what we have.
And what did they have?
It's around 5K for 16 at 15 hours, 5K for 15 hours. And they know that is below my price. They're very clear that's below my price, but they were the first university to offer me this kind of gig. It got me started, so I want to continue to give them generosity, basically.
And what are the results that your students are going to leave with for having your instruction? What's
For the first time, I actually put that in the PowerPoint. So at the end of the 15 hours, they're going to know how to set up a broadcast quality industry standard home studio in their home. They're going to know how to use software to produce that broadcast quality industry standard file. They're going to understand what they're drawn to in the voiceover world and where to look for that work. They're going to understand the business, demos and agents, et cetera. It's sort of a four-pronged, it's like storytelling, tech, the business, and self-care. So they're going to know how to not burn out.
Okay. And why is this important for a university to offer?
Maybe not for a university, but for a university that has a performing arts or a voice in performing arts. Because it's a giant area of the entertainment universe where there's a lot of money available and a lot of creative satisfaction available, so much so that it's considered sort of low-hanging fruit once you know what you're doing in terms of,
And
as opposed to booking a series regular, a TV show, or as opposed to booking a Broadway tour. It's something that some actors do in between gigs, and some actors do it full time, but it's very creative and very accessible if you are willing to get a little bit of training and knowledge.
And why you?
I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this work for 18 plus years, and I've helped people launch their careers and make a lot of money. And I'm very, very, I've been told that one of my superpowers is simplifying voiceover tech. Like, it made me cry in the
Okay.
beginning, like cry a lot. And now I'm like, it's my bestie, and I know how to make it your bestie.
Yes. Okay. I love the way you talk about it.
Really? Okay,
You know the
good.
details, but you're also in casual language too. Like, hey, I can explain it. I'm your best. Like, I love it.
Okay.
And you can, you've just clearly articulated the main three things is like, what are your students going to get out of this? Why should you give it to them? And why
Okay.
should I be the one giving it to them?
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So,
'Cause I
can you?
didn't know what to put in the little video intro. I
That's
wasn't
it.
sure how to structure it. Okay.
Well, and you can deliver this to them. I would have several different ways. The
Okay.
first, because it's going to be a campaign. I want you to think of it as a campaign, not just like I throw out an email
Well,
and I get a contract.
this
It's
will
like,
be my first campaign, so I'm very interested in what this is. Yeah.
yeah. So, you want to do first give them, and the way you would do the email is a short little, hey, bringing this to your attention in case you're looking for, you know, guest teachers to supplement what you're already offering them in your
Yeah.
theater and da da
Okay.
da. I've offered this many times or several times at this university. Details about the course are below. Happy to answer any questions you have. And
Okay.
then details are below and attached as a PDF. Now, sometimes
Ah.
they don't open on like company emails, they don't open PDFs for whatever
Oh.
reasons. So I would have
Oh.
a PDF that looks all nice in case they do open it and can sh print it out or share it and pass it along to other people in their departments. But in case they don't open the PDF, then you would put everything that's on the PDF in the body, in the email under your signature.
And the video goes as a link or
That's like the first email. Here's what this is,
oh.
and then here's the information
Oh,
attached
got
below
it.
my signature as a PDF and just written in text.
Okay, got
So
it.
that's the first thing. And then you don't hear from them for like 2 weeks.
Where?
Then you send them a video.
Oh.
Then you send them an email with a little screenshot from the video. And I would have, it doesn't have to be a screenshot from the video, but a screenshot,
Could
you
do
know, so
that.
it looks like I could click it and then
Yes.
go to the thing. And you can make it a link if you can.
Yeah.
But you have a post-it note, like it say you're emailing Kathy with a
Yeah.
post-it note says, "Hi, Kathy," and it's you smiling and waving. And the, she's like, "Oh, she made a video for me," because she'll click on it
Oh.
more if she sees her name, "Hi, Kathy Brunson,"
Okay.
and then she clicks
Wow.
on the video. There you are with the post-it note, "Hi, Kathy Brunson. It's Karen Eileen. A couple weeks ago, I sent you an email, and I just wanted to let you know." But I'm not psycho. I'm a real person and I offer this and blah, blah, blah. So the email says, "Hi, Kathy." It can almost say what you said in the first email. "I'm a seasoned guest instructor. I teach this. I made a video for you with a few details." And it's a short video.
Short
And
video.
if you can get it,
Like
you
60 seconds.
can.
I mean, 60 seconds, like crazy short.
No, under 90. Don't talk super fast, but just be
Yeah.
like, you're just giving those 3 points. Like, this is what I teach students. This is why it's great for universities to offer it. I've been doing this. I'd love to talk to you more about it. And you can even say in the video, and attached to that email and down below in the email I just sent you, also just all the information you would need about the course. So again, you attach the PDF and again, you attach the little bullet point. The PDF is pretty, but then the
I'll make
text
it
and the email
pretty.
is just the bullet point.
And do I name prices in any of this or not yet?
No, because I have a feeling with the prices, you just need to know what you want. They're going to come at you with their budget. And because universities don't have a lot of wiggle room, it's usually like, here's what we got for you. And then you get
That's
to
right.
decide yes or no. And then you can always ask for more, always try to get it up. Go, well, this is what I usually, this is my quote, like, and see what they can do. And then you don't hear back from them. You can see if you can get your phone number and call them with basically the same message in the video. And then you wait a semester and do all three again. And you want to think about when are they making their fiscal decisions for the next semester. So usually it's in spring when they're setting stuff up for fall, so you want to kind of be aware that an outreach right now is probably going to be for next fall, unless they have like a summer thing or I don't know.
How long between email one, email two, phone call? Like a couple weeks, a month, a couple
2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
weeks. Do I need, I'm not hearing testimonials in here yet. I for
Yeah,
some reason I
so
was obsessed with those.
well, can't hurt.
In the body of the email
Well,
or
on the PDF I'd put a testimonial like at the bottom or at the top, maybe, and then in the email, so you have your little email, your name, Karen Eileen. Thanks for your time and consideration, Karen Eileen. And then PS. Here's what Professor blah 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 at blah 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 had to say. And then do that testimonial. Then is your official signature thing on your email. And then is the PDF and text below that.
Do I? The professor might be willing to give me like a printed testimonial letter. Just want to talk about Karen Eileen, who has taught for me 3 times, and this is why you should hire her. Like, would that get attached in the beginning? It seems like a lot
No,
to hit
you well,
people.
you hold that. If they ask for references, then the whole letter gets sent, but you
Got
excerpt
it.
something snazzy.
Got it.
Because a sentence or two as a testimonial from that professor communicates that this person's going to vouch for me. I have a whole letter if you need it, or you can call them, like.
How important is it that I have one page on my website set up that's about coaching, but it's not specifically about voiceover coaching for universities? Like, do I need to get somewhere to send them?
No, it's all in the PDF. It's like, hey, do you want to hire this? Do you want to do this? They'll, if they're interested, if this was something that was kind of on their radar or something that fits a line item that they have budget money for or something that they'll ask you for what they want. Oh, can you do this? Or could you make us a thing like this? And then don't do any work unless you need to. That's what the PDF is for, is like, a PDF is just a web page in a
In
different
printable
format.
form. I got that. Yeah. It feels much easier to me. I feel like I understand what that is really well.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Congratulations. I definitely think you should do this. So
I'm
break the
ready.
project down, creating the PDF, creating the email, doing the research, sending those out, doing the videos, sending those out. No, phone calls.
Cool. I feel like it feels like a clear map for the first time, so I'm excited to do it.
Yeah. And usually at places like institutions, you can call and then chances are you'll go to their voicemail. But if a general secretary picks up or something, you can always be like, can you take me right to Kathy's voicemail? Ask to be directed to somebody's voicemail.
Got it.
And as far as travel,
Yeah, contract,
my
yeah.
guess is, no one's going to pay to have you travel to them. They'll do it online these days.
I would love that online, but if they want me to come, I need to figure out like what is it, what should I charge somebody for traveling? I guess it depends on where it is.
It
Do you know what I
depends on
mean?
where it is. It depends on, are they going to provide accommodation? It's
Hotel.
multi-week. So are they going to provide accommodation or you like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
usually colleges only have people come in if it's for a weekend where someone will give a speech and then do some workshops or just a talk or something like the multi-week thing. That would be very expensive.
It's a lot. I mean, this is 15 hours. I could do this in a weekend format, but I feel like people's brains would explode. It's very intense. I feel like people need a little minute in between to process. Okay. All right.
Probably,
Okay.
but that's up to them.
All right. Let me not do there.
You'll do
All
it
the.
however they'll you'll
Yeah.
take me however they want you to do it.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah. And so in your PDF, you would say the complete curriculum is 15 hours of teaching. That can be broken up in a variety of ways. That's all you need to say.
Got it. And let them tell me what they want.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good thinking.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the floor, that was the question I got in advance. So that means our floor today is completely open. And I'm here to answer whatever questions and coach on whatever you'd like regarding cash flow. Yes, Dorothy.
Hi,
Hi.
Christine.
Hi. Nice to see
I am nice to see you. I think I've seen you on Zooms before through Miata, but I'm new to the cash flow program and I'm very excited. And I've been going through the audios and I believe I'm at the cat stage.
Okay.
Slight background, in addition to being a performer, I'm a director and a choreographer and teaching artist. And I have found that working for one entity has not had the flexibility or the cash flow that I need, that I know I deserve. So I've started being what I call a creative coach. And it kind of started by word of mouth with kids that I and families that I had already met. And I'm growing that now. So I'm doing, Dorothy Blue, creative coaching. And so my main question is, as I'm starting this, I've mainly been doing kind of one-on-one coaching. And I call it creative coaching because I do acting, voice, dance, so it's creative. But I've also been sort of scouted for group workshops. So I just last weekend did the California Educational Theater Association convention. And so that is something I was like, oh, I could offer that as well. And I'm wondering how many products is too many to offer, or is that not a thing? So.
Yeah. So having like just a bunch of different offerings can be unwieldy in many respects, but creating a little ecosystem of offerings where like one feeds into another feeds, like there's a connective tissue between them and your clients can maybe move between them. Extends the life of a client and makes a lot of sense when someone's like checking you out. They know where to begin and they know that there's a path forward. So ecosystems of products can work really, really well. So is there a particular age group that you serve?
I guess my usual client base is somewhere between about 10 and 16. And then
Okay.
I've also recently, I mean, I have a client that just, I just helped her coaching and she's in Maui and she's an adult, So I work well depending on the personality of the person. I think that's kind of.
And even when you have like a core type of client, like for you, your core type of client is 10 to 16, like young adult performer, you'll always have outliers, you know, and you may like tap a vein where you're like, oh, and now I have this adult group of people. That's fine. But and when you say creative coach, what does that actually mean? What are we coaching on?
It could be anything from an audition-specific coaching that you need for an hour to an ongoing acting one-on-one class for them. So they would get an assignment. We would meet on a weekly basis or biweekly basis. And like I have a client in Canada. She's a homeschooled kid. And so I am her acting teacher, and that is what we do. And then as far as it, I also do like polishing for tap dances. So I'll be on Zoom with a client next week in Omaha, and we'll be going over her and fine-tuning her dance. So that's making it just because I was saying teaching artists, which is, but I think that's something that's used more in the schools, and I just kind of wanted to be, I feel like the coach is something that gets more one-on-one clients. That's kind of, and I hadn't heard people use it before, so I was like, I like that. So
And why do your clients hire you? What are they like? Why are these parents paying for their daughter to have acting classes with you?
I really am a positive coach in that I take their natural energy and essence and show them how to bring that to a performance without undue stress and emotional toil and keep it fun. And I create a very safe place for them to mess up, you know, and while still keeping them accountable. So, you know, we not only do we talk about the art, but we talk about the life of the art and the life that we bring to the art. So it goes beyond script analysis. So,
As it should,
as
especially
it should.
with young people.
Yes.
Do you have the languaging you just said, like on your website? That was really excellent.
Oh, I don't, but I will.
Okay, this
We,
is
oh, it's
recorded.
recorded, so I,
You go back and the only thing I would add to what you just said, you said something like, I take the child's natural essence and blah, 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 blah. I would just say, channeling. I channel your child's natural essence and gifts into the thing with the safe environment that the blah, 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 blah. You said it like really well.
thank you.
And what is it about the work that you do with young artists that get such good results? Like, do you just have a natural intuition to work with this age group? Like, why is it so good?
I'm a bit of a whisperer. I mean, it's what I hear a lot from parents is I didn't know my kid could by any means be this brave in their performances or this focused in this project, and they just seem so much more fearless having worked with you. And it goes beyond their performing life, honestly. The, you know, I've heard like they walk into a room and they're not afraid to have a conversation with an adult. And I think I'm a fun adult. And I also keep it real. You know, I'm very, I do not curse. I use substitution words that make it funny. And yeah.
Hold on, some I'm writing something.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I think you really have an opportunity here. Like if I were you, I would want to position yourself in the way you talk about yourself on the website, because it's great that you're like super fun and positive and you should use all of that those words too. But we want to attract clients who are willing to pay for your services. And we want to say you're not just someone who on a Saturday woke up and thought, oh, be fun to coach young actors. It's like, no. I know what I'm doing here. So
Yes.
I would have on your website, like on the page where you're talking about this stuff, I specialize, and you'll hear this on the recording, I specialize in the personal and career development of professional and pre-professional performers age 10 through 17. But the language is, it's like personal and career development of professional and pre-professional. So we don't want to scare away the parents who they're like, well, they're not professional yet. It's like, yeah, that's great, pre-professional, but they're kind of aiming for it. And people who may already be working or right on the cusp of working, who just landed an agent or something like that. And then the second paragraph is something along the lines of like what you said, I the purpose of my work. That's how I would say. So you can avoid just saying, I. The purpose of my work is to channel the natural essence of the kid and the thing in the safe environment, and exactly what you said before.
Okay.
Those two paragraphs, it's like, whoa, okay, this is like real and serious. And when people ask you what you do when you're, in environments, I mean, because depending on where you are or who's talking to you, you'll say whatever you need to say. But when this is the thing you're talking about, practice saying, oh, I'm a performance coach. No. Yeah, I'm a performance coach for professional and pre-professional actors. Is it actors, singers, dancers?
Yeah, I mean, it's all the facets of it.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say? I'm a what coach? I'm
You
a,
said performance.
yeah. The thing about creative coach, I get that you like it, but it's sort of like, what does that mean?
Right.
Oh, it's a little creative coach. Like, I want you to position yourself as an expert, like as
Yeah.
like a master teacher. Like, I can really make a change to performers at this age. So you can say something like, I coach actors, singers, dancers, no, but you want to get in like professional and pre-professional.
Right.
Yeah, but work it like that. And it's almost like, because if you say you're a performance coach for actors, singers, and dancers, that's intriguing. Like, because it's not just, here's the little area I'm trying to get you into. It's not just that, like, I'm an acting teacher, I'm a voice teacher. It's like, I take what they're already doing and I up level it to a professional
Yeah.
degree. That's what it's almost like. You can have your acting coach, you can have your dance coach, you can have your voice coach, but I'm synthesizing this and up leveling it and polishing it to get you to the professional level so you can actually work. in the industry if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I take everything you're doing up a notch. Does that make sense? Because I'm now, this is all with the assumption, and I should have asked before, but to my ear, it sounded like you are working with people who want to like do this for realsies.
Yes, it's mostly that. I have a couple that are, they're like, I'm a mom and I want to get back into doing community theater. I'm like, we
Yeah.
can
Sure.
sail you into that. Or I want to take tap dance because I haven't since I was 15. I'm like,
Sure.
let's do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody who can do something well, people assume you can do all the things. Like, if I
Yeah.
met you and liked you, and I was like, oh my God, you work with like kids between 10 and 16 to polish their artistic stuff to a professional level. Can you like help me do some tap? Like, I would assume you could do that. And if I was willing to pay you, you would do that, you know? It's sort of
Absolutely.
like my organizing clients would always be like, what colors should I paint my walls? And I'm like, I don't know, but you're assuming I can like decorate as well as organize. No.
However,
But
I
do
can.
you
But
see where
yes, I
I'm
do.
going with this? So that's
Yes.
sort of like talking about what you do so that people will want to pay you. Then it's what are you allowing them to pay you for?
Yeah. Can I back up just a little? So
Yep.
what are we calling this though? Like, is it, if we're not saying creative coach, then what are we saying it is? Because I feel like, acting coach doesn't really cover it. Singing coach doesn't cover
No.
it. Dance to, it's got to be,
It's almost, this sounds so weird. You're a performance enhancement coach for actors, singers, and dancers. It's okay to say you're something that people are like, what does that mean? Because if they go to your website, performance enhancement coach for what does that mean? They'll
I'm the
want to read.
steroids of performing arts.
They'll want to read more. Or if they're
Yeah.
talking to you and you say, I'm a performance enhancement coach. Oh, I take what they're already doing and we polish it and up level it to a professional level.
Okay.
I help them get better at what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know how to teach the technique. You know how to teach the stuff. But your special sauce is like, yeah, you've learned this, but it needs to bump up a level. And that has as much to do with what you're presenting on the outside with how you are on the inside. So there's personal development as well as professional development
Yeah.
so that these young performers can feel safe and confident and secure when they're doing their stuff on sets.
Yes. Or in competition and
Or
all these
oh, that's
things.
perfect. You should write that too on the website. So that they feel da 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 in environments, in professional environments like on set, in competition, blah blah blah.
On stage, yeah.
Stage. Yep. So yeah.
Okay, so
So
performance enhancement coach.
try it.
Try
Try it.
it.
And then if something better or you stumble along in a conversation, you're like, ooh, wow, that's better. I've changed what I call myself several different times, started to play around with it, but
Yeah.
creative coach, it just, yeah, it just, I think you could, I want you to make money at this and
Yes, as do
like
I.
positioning yourself and I do this at this particular level. It's like Karen Eileen saying, I'm teaching master classes in this. That's very different than offering a workshop.
Okay.
So then you, with your private clients, you do audition coaching.
Yes.
You do
Ongoing.
ongoing acting.
dance, whatever they
Yeah.
are
So
looking to. And
ongoing, like ongoing private coaching to deepen technique and up-level performance in acting, or whatever you want. So you're deepening the technique, you're up-leveling. What that kind of language attracts are ambitious parents and ambitious kids. Perhaps it's
Yeah.
also flattering to the parents because it's like, oh, if you want your kid to like do this professionally, you should hire me.
Yeah.
And I would have, even though your whole website is to parents, because they're the ones, the parents are actually your clients, not your kids.
There's right, the kids are the sub clients, as I saw
Correct.
in your
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So, but even though the whole website is for the whole page is for the parents, I would have a little section that says note to parents.
Okay.
Here's why what I bring to the table is so important for your child, for the mental well-being of your child, for the mental and physical well-being of your child. And then it's a little paragraph of like, this is a business in which kids are treated as adults, and it can, that whole thing, a little, this sounds really horrible, but it's a little paragraph to scare parents just a little bit, just to remind them that it's not a bed of roses out there. And having your kid, you are part of your kid's professional team. I want you to consider me as part of your child's professional team. I'm bringing an additional set of wise and caring eyes onto the personal and professional development of your child. Agents may or may not do this. Managers sometimes do it, but not in all the ways, and but not from the same angles that I'll be monitoring this. Yeah. And then as many testimonials, lovely testimonials as you can get. And you can also do sort of a amalgamation testimonial where you're like, I didn't know my kid until they worked with you. I didn't know my kid could be, and then you could just list like this brave, this blah, this blah, this blah, like just a general. Like you put the first sentence not in quotes, and then you put quotes around each of the words saying, indicating that people have actually said those words too. This brave, this, and then have other testimonials. Yeah. And do you have a few parents who would be willing, if you ever ask them, like, if someone was checking you out, that they would be willing to talk to them and say, oh, she's great, Dorothy's fab?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can say that right on your website. Choosing who your child studies with is a very important decision. I'm happy to connect you to other parents who have worked with whom I've, worked, so that they can assure you of my, whatever.
And I'm not the weirdo on the other end of the Zoom call.
That I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so audition. Ongoing up leveling of the technique. And is there anything else?
I think like right now I have on my link tree I have a Calendly link so people can schedule a consultation, like a 20-minute free consultation. And that's how I got my the gal in Hawaii. And then just kind of because I'm on those dance Facebook groups and the mom groups and all these sort of things, I have a Canva flyer that it goes on my Instagram as well, that I've just been putting up there with the Linktree link just to send people to that to schedule with me. I do, my brother-in-law does my web stuff for my acting, and so now he's helping me do the landing page for the coaching. And we're gonna like simplify, but specify as well. So I think between that.
Okay, what I was asking you is about things that you charge for. So you do private audition. That's okay. Private audition coaching, private up leveling of technique and whatever in any whatever they want to work on. Is that it? And then you were thinking of adding a group thing?
And I don't, yes, because I've been hired as a teaching artist or a guest teaching artist in schools, and I have different workshops that I have developed over the years. So one is called Dance My Name. So it's creating movement based on your own personal essence and bringing it to a group and developing it as a group activity. And that's something that I was like, this would be a good team building thing at a Trader Joe's. Like, who knows? But there's that. And that's one of the workshops I taught at the theater convention last week. And there's also Sing Me a Story, which I use monologue techniques to make very tired, old audition pieces sound fresh and have a personal point of view.
Okay, so I actually think these are two different web pages. There's a web page for private clients, and then there's a web page for workshops where you can describe. Not only describing maybe the different, and you don't have to say these are all my workshops. You can say workshops have included, blah, 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 blah. But then at the top of that is just saying, hey, I am available to be hired for, group things, whether it's team building, whether it's strengthening artistic muscles. And these are the places, who've hired me. Or have it just a testimonial from the different places. So I think that's a whole separate offering
Got it.
because you're talking to two different clients. One is parents who are going to hire you privately for their child, and the other one is organizations that are going to hire you as a teaching artist.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, that helps me with my brain space as well.
So over on the teaching artist page, you say, this is what I do. I'm available, like I teach these workshops, blah, blah, blah. Here's the workshops, da, da, da. And then at the bottom third is like about Dorothy. And then you're just like, hi, I'm Dorothy. I've been doing this forever. I'm awesome. I'm really good at it. This is what your people will. That's the other thing is that the thing that people are asking when they book somebody for a workshop is always like, what are my people going to get from this? It can't just be a good time. Like what? So when you're describing each of the workshops, it's not just about what you're doing. In fact, that's the least important, what you're doing. It's how people are feeling while they're doing it and what they get from it afterwards. What will the results be for them? That's make sure there's sizzle in there in that description, not just this is what we do, because nobody's hiring you for what you do. They're hiring you for the impact you're going to make on their people after this workshop.
Cool. Yeah, and I have a student that I know will give me a good, because I know them from another place, but then they saw that I was teaching this workshop and they're like, I had to come and take this workshop from you because I've never done this sort of work with you before. And they're like, that was really cool. And I said, yeah, so yeah, okay.
And then you don't have to post prices on the workshop page. You just have numbers in your brain so that you can negotiate and figure it out.
Yeah, because I most of my work is on Zoom, but I have a couple clients that want in person, and so for that I have a different rate. So,
Of course. And then what do you charge for your private sessions, like an audition coaching versus ongoing?
well, I'm by hour. So if it's in my space or because I do have room or on Zoom, it's 50 an hour. And if I leave my house, it's 75 an hour.
And where do you live?
I live in Culver City.
Okay. And then what about if I hire you for ongoing acting? Same rate.
Currently, I've just been staying at the same rate.
Okay. And how are those rates working for you?
The client in Canada has kind of petered out a little bit. I don't have a lot of people that do like an ongoing. That's what I would like to. I know a lot of people need at the very top, they need that audition coaching, but I'd like to be able to transition those people into ongoing so that they feel like they're keeping their muscles up so that when they do have an audition, we can also do that or whatever. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
To encourage people to have ongoing, I would encourage you to have packages. So you can buy 3 sessions with me, or you can buy 8 sessions with me. And I would encourage you, so the do you know how to get clients? Where are your clients? Where are they going to come from?
I do work as a director and choreographer in other spaces like middle schools and arts academies and Culver City is a very, chatty area. So, and for a while I ran a class in my yard during pandemic. So I have some clients that kind of have spilled over from that. But so mainly I've been going through social media and word of mouth. That's my main.
Because what you want to find are some funnel people. Have you read that part in the creating cash flow thing yet?
No.
To get to that part, what you want are some dance teachers who will recommend you for acting. You never want to compete with the teacher,
Right.
but I bet there's a bunch of kids in dance classes who also want to act.
That's true.
And their parents trust the dance teacher, so they're going to ask the dance teacher if she knows anybody who can help them with acting. Voice students who want to act, actors who want to learn some movement and dance or voice or whatever you take, but you see how you can want to be the referral source that these people send their kids to. And you also want to start sniffing around for where are the like pre-professional kids, because your rates, if you're going to market yourself with the language I gave you, your rates have to be higher because you're in LA. And at $50, you sound like it's suspiciously cheap. If you're like, I think you'll get the people who are like, oh, this will be fun for little Betsy for a while. You don't want to get kids who are like just curious about this. Right? You want to get kids who are like, oh, no, this is what I want to do. And parents who are like, or parents who are like, I think your sweet spot, honestly, are going to be parents who are like, I wonder if my kid could do this. That's going to be your sweet spot. In fact, you can even have your flyer should be like, You know your kid's talented, but are you wondering if they can really do this at a professional level? I can help with that. How did she just crawl inside my brain? Yes, my kid is talented, and I have been wondering if they could do this on the professional level. How are you going to find out? I can help you with that. That's your sweet spot because parents will pay for that to get their own itch scratched about how talented their little lovelies are, you know? And then when you start putting the kid, you know, start working with the kid, you'll be able to tell the parents, yes, I think that they have the constitution for this because it's not just talent, it's also the ability to handle it. And this is a safe way for you as a family to find out if there's what the potential is here, and then you can make your own decision. That's how I want to position you. So when you're talking to moms, it's not just like, is your kid interested in acting? It's like, no, have you not forget about the kids? Have you been wondering? Have you seen talent in your kid and been wondering if, you know, they can do it at the professional level. I can help you find that out. I can help you know, work with your kid to really see. I'm very, very good at that.
Awesome.
Do you see the difference?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And you're
I think I'm like having dealt with certain types of parents before, I'm like, whew. I almost like the non-pre-pro, you know, the one that you're like, if you're gonna do this, you need to do it great. I'm not going to worry if you're going to make $1 million at it. But
That's
that's,
fine. No, I
yeah.
don't mean going after stage moms. They're
Right.
the state, you don't have to worry. The stage
Okay.
moms are their kids in the classes that cost thousands of dollars.
That's true. And I'm not, I don't tend to jive with them anyway. So,
Right. You're not going to attract that.
right. I'm too nice.
Yeah. And the way you talk on your website too, and the way you're going to be just talking in person is that like, no, this industry, I want, if your kid even has a smidgen of interest in going into it, I want them to be really, really prepared inside, not just outside. Safety first kind of thing. No, I think you're going to get the parents. It's like, we're interested, like, we're curious. Like, ooh, I mean, people have said she's really talented. Well, how can we? Yeah, just those kind of parents, but that are willing to like invest in their kid because that's what they're doing. They're like, well, let's put some money towards this to see if this can pay off. It's like, you know, I'm going to invest in my kid learning Chinese at 12. They're putting money and hoping it will pay off in some way. You don't want to become the woman who offers cheap acting class to the neighborhood kids.
Got it.
That's the difference. Okay, cool. So keep coming back as this evolves. And I can't wait to hear. Good deal.
Thank you.
Good. Yes, good work. And this should be up within a week and a half. Miata's out of town, so hopefully she'll get it posted. Beth. Beth, are you there? Elizabeth. Hi.
Hey, Christine. So I've been kind of working through the cash flow program for a while, and I run my own small, so artistic wise, I'm a dancer and a writer. And for my side hustle, I'm a Pilates and gyrotonic trainer. And I've been, working with my business and growing it for about 5 years here in LA, and I'm finally sort of getting to the point where I'm able to pick up, I'm picking up more clients and things are becoming more sustainable. And I'm wanting to kind of like expand my offerings. And so right now I've just launched a monthly class that I do, and it's sort of a it's a group movement class, and it's in a movement method called gyrokinesis, which is a lot like yoga. And I'm kind of struggling with the marketing for this particular class. So the theme that I run it around is the lunar cycle. So I offer a class every new moon, and it's called right now it's called Moon Moves. I rent the space at one of the gyrotonic studios where I see private clients, and we do about an hour and 20 minutes of a gyrokinesis flow, and then we finish with a little bit of journaling and a short reception with tea and cookies and kind of sharing our experience of the class. And I've been running it for about two, I've done two so far. So it's quite new. And I've so far pretty much just brought in clients who already know me personally or who know of the studio personally. And I've sort of been, I've been struggling to find kind of like the right sizzle potentially for marketing it to a wider audience. I mean, I feel like it's LA, it's movement, it's also astrology, it's wellness. Like, I feel like I'm in a good pocket of things that appeal to a lot of people in our city, but I'm a little bit unsure of A, how to find those people if they're not already in my circles, and B, kind of like how to talk about it.
Okay. And how many people do you want to have in the class?
So the class actually, it's a small space, so that caps out at five people.
Okay. And how much are you charging?
It's a 2-hour workshop and it's $60.
And have you had how many have you had in both of the ones so far?
In the first one, I had four, and in the second, I also had four.
Okay. And are you happy with five?
It's just the limitation of the space where I'm currently working from only supports five. I would love in the future to look at other spaces where I can expand and have, I'd love to get up to 10 or 12. A little more than that gets kind of unwieldy, but I would like to grow it into something that can have more people.
Okay. And it's a once a month thing.
Right now it's once a month, but I'm interested in expanding it to new moons and full moons.
And what do I get if I go? Like what is the experience?
Sure. So the movement flow, I'd say, is it's sort of a more fluid and almost dance-like form of yoga with a lot of accompanying breathing patterns. So at the end of any class, you will feel really refreshed. You'll feel physically quite open and stretched out. And mentally, you'll also feel that same sort of refreshed energy, relaxed, but not like in a coma. So I'd say people walk out feeling rejuvenated and like they've had a really powerful energy reset to go into the next lunar cycle.
And obviously, every woman runs. I mean, every human does, but women especially, or people with, female genitalia run especially to the lunar cycle, like very, very much more so than they even think they do. So I understand that this is technically for every woman, but is there a particular type of woman who's maybe experiencing something in their life where this would be particularly useful for them to engage with and add to their life? Because I know everybody wants to feel refreshed and rejuvenated, but everybody thinks they can get that from like a warm bath.
I had in one class, I had a woman who is currently in the process of trying to get pregnant with her partner, and she had just come off of a round that was not successful. And she had a really, I think she spoke to having a really positive experience in the class of kind of being able to come back into a sense of trust with her body after this, throughout this process. So that's one group. And then I've also generally, I'd say most of the people, all of my clients so far have been women, and it's often people who are in sort of either a creative, professional, or sort of like life rut, if that makes sense, or transition, and are feeling as if their energy is really stagnant. And I've had people speak to like, oh, this was a great way for me to kind of go towards a breakthrough or feel a breakthrough through that feel a breakthrough in my body that then was a catalyst for a breakthrough in my life in the greater sense.
Okay, another question for you. Okay, maybe I should do it this way. So it sounds to me, okay, so here's the thing. It is going to be easier for you to fill these classes and get yourself up to groups of 10 if you narrow down and say, this is specifically for you. And the woman can be like, oh my God, this is for me. And you're always looking in when you're marketing something, you have to connect why, who has a great enough problem, pain point, whatever, that they are willing to and even searching for ways to help them. No one is searching for refreshment. But women who are trying to get pregnant, whether they're doing IVF or not, are searching and it's not going smoothly. Or even if they're like really proactive and it's like, I want all the good juju from the jump, I want it from the start. They are willing to invest the time and the energy in doing things that can help this process because it's such a singular process. They're only going to do it a couple times at most in their life, like having kids. So they're highly motivated when someone like you comes along and it's like, look, there's a lot of things that need to be in alignment for this process to take place. When it just happens to take place with people easily, it's just because the things were in alignment. And they got very lucky and it was easy for them for whatever reason. If it's not coming easy, or you want to make sure it, you want to not make sure, but like do all that you can to encourage it to be easy, we have to put it will behoove you to put some things in alignment and it's something that you have to be relaxed around, not just so your body is ready to do this, but that's the energy with which you want to invite this new soul into your life anyway, not the energy of stress and schedules and countdowns and this isn't working, tightness. So this is really about you getting in alignment so that you have the best possible chance of creating and giving birth. But you also have another group of people under the same umbrella of creating and giving birth. People who have experienced something traumatic, unexpected, that have put them in what feels like a slump, which is really just out of alignment in some way. But they're also feeling and itching and yearning to be creative again. In fact, you might even have an idea, but it isn't coming. So, exactly the same language. This is about putting yourself back in alignment and relaxing around it, because we all know it doesn't come when you push. You have to be open to receive so that you can give birth and create. So whether it's a baby or a creative project, you do these lunar cycle sessions to generate the physical, emotional, and mental alignment and flow that helps women put themselves in the best possible position to conceive and create.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I'm glad it resonates with you.
Yeah.
And when you, so where I would start with your, so then okay, so I said all of that because really then my next question is, okay, if you want to do these like twice a month, like how are you gonna, are you gonna do it with the IVF people? Are you gonna do it with the creative ones? Do they all come to the same class? Which they can, by the way. But l here's where I would start. I would start offering this solely for people on doing IVF, planning to do IVF, planning to get pregnant in any way. And then you start figuring out, are there places, even if there's a coffee house next to the IVF clinic, like where can you start to find these people? Are there Facebook groups? Are there whatnots? And you're doing these live, so this is in the, the general, I don't know how many mile radius. You're really looking at, like, how do I infiltrate PTA groups? Like, will schools allow you to, do they have newsletters? Like, how can I find these people? Eventually, it will start to be word of mouth. Doctors, therapists, like, who is helping these couples already or these women already? Doulas, of course, 100%, because you'd be a good referral source for them as well. So you start looking at who else is helping those people, and those are the people. And you're just reaching out, going, look, I just wanted to let you know that I exist and I do these classes because I found it to be just another way for women to help themselves, prepare to have a better experience with all the work that, if you're talking to a therapist, with the doctor, with the work you guys are doing medically, I can help them in this way, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
You see?
absolutely.
Because if you're only at the moment needing five people in each class, then go speak very specifically and find funnel people who can send clients to you for these and start developing the reputation. Then, when you're ready to bump up to 10, you found another space, then separately, you start marketing to the creatives in town. Writers, actors, find those groups, coaches. I coached a lot of act. I was a strategist and coaching actors for many, many years. And I would see when clients would have a block, but I did not know how to help them get out of it. So I actually sent a lot of clients to this, my friend who has another modality. Because I'm like, I can't help you get unstuck with that, but I see it. But she would be able to probably help you. So you're going to have career coaches, like for creatives. So you're just looking at all the people who work with creatives. And eventually you can re-expand the marketing around just birthing, whether you're, where we're talking about a baby or we're talking about a creative project. And then
Yeah.
all the women can be in the same room.
Got it.
And the other thing I would add to that is that you want to plant the seed that this is something they should be doing more than once, not
Yeah.
just one and done. So I would say like $75 for a single, or $60 if you want to come to,
Yeah,
three.
amazing.
Yeah,
That's
because
great.
that's what I also love about the whole birth market right there is they'll probably need to do it a few times
Right,
and they
yeah.
feel so good afterwards. Why wouldn't they want to do it? So maybe what you do is you have one for $75 or once a quarter, or just no, don't even do once a quarter. Just say, or four for at $60 each, or three at $60 each.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then encourage them to come back. And then what you do is you slowly grow. The first thing you want to do is just fill five every single time for the one moon.
Yeah.
And when you hit that, then you can start doing the other moon. So that gets you two a month, five. And then you want to expand to a new spot.
Yeah.
Does
Wow.
that make sense?
Yes, yeah, this is so helpful. I feel much more clear about, yeah, I just feel much more clear. I hadn't really drawn the link between birthing a child and a creative project, even though those were both of the kind of populations that were gravitating towards the work. And I feel really excited. This feels like a perfect avenue for me.
Great. And for everyone listening, that is the difference between focusing your marketing on the result that they alleviating the pain of this whole birthing thing. I'm blocked in some way, and I want. Can you remove the block? And you come in and go, I can remove the block. They don't even care how you're going to do it. We're going to sit in a room for a couple hours and it'll be great. You'll feel great afterwards. Great. Sign me up. Are we moving a little? Fine. Like, they don't care until they're like, she can help me with this, maybe. Okay. Well, what's her deal? Oh, movement and journaling. Great. Sounds lovely. Moon, I get it.
Exactly,
And then
yeah.
on your website, you're going to be like, why the movement? Why the moon? Why the journaling? Why the cookies? Why the community? So that everyone's like, oh, yeah. And part of what you're doing at each session is te a little bit of teaching them about this monthly realignment and why that is so helpful as a routine and rhythm in their life. I want to say, like, you're going to be working with the moon, whether you like it or not, the rest of your life. And you're going to have transitions in your life and times when you're feeling blocked. And I do hope you return to a circle like this. You can always say a circle like this so you're not being like this circle. Circle like this when you need it. Don't deprive yourself of it, but you want to keep planting the seed that, like, yeah, I should be doing this on a regular basis. I should be buying these three packs at least once a year. That's the party line. Every year, treat yourself to a three pack so
Yeah.
that you have it when you need it throughout the year. Like, that's what you want. And you're going to be collecting a mailing list of all these people who have been in your class, because the five aren't going to be necessarily the same five every time. So then, what I want you to start doing with this, I don't care if there's three people on the list right now, but you have a little list.
Yeah.
Right before every new moon. No, wrong. A week before the new moon and a week before the full moon, you want to email them. So let's say, I'm just making this up. Let's say your class is actually on the, it's not a class, it's a session. Your lunar circle or whatever is on the new moon. So the week before, you would send them this email that has what I'm going to tell you. Plus, oh, by the way, we're doing a session on da 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 da. Then the new moon where you, or the full moon where you don't have a class, you would just send them the little email anyway, because you want to start making them aware of when the moons are. Then your email can be nice and short. Maybe it's a tiny little poem. Maybe it's a few lines of like from a book about the menstrual cycle and the moon. You know, maybe it's a thing about the, you know, just little gems of wisdom, because you just want to stay on nothing they have to read and digest. Just little poems, little quotes, little excerpts from books. Just say, I'm just shining a little bit of light as we enter, you know, as we're 5 days away from this, the blah, blah, blah. Class is here. There's a seat available. Let me know. And then the other one, you just, you know, so that all your people start getting very used to hearing from you twice a month with just a little kiss. And you start building this reputation and you get passed around in word of mouth, and soon you have two classes of 10 every single month.
Just like that. I love it. This is so helpful.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It makes me feel really excited now that I have something kind of clearer to work towards.
Yeah,
Amazing.
good. So when this gets posted, re-listen to it, write down the languaging. Yeah, it'll be good. Oh, so good. I'm so glad we had this time together, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Beth, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
You
here.
are.
So this is just a little follow-up
Okay.
to what I discussed on Friday. So I just got a message from one of the two people I was talking about
Yes.
saying that he wants to take a break and leave to study for the February bar exam. But catch, he had asked me to pay him on a flat rate for projects, and we have three projects that he has not finished. And he was saying, oh, I haven't gotten a hold of the person. I haven't gotten a hold of the person. And then last week, we got a hold of the people. So he did say he would finish them. But I'm thinking, you know, I ask him basically what it is it's an exhibit list and a PDF file of the evidence. And I'm just gonna, I think the thing is just to take what he gives me and let him go.
You
I
can
just want
totally
to.
do, yeah, you can totally do that. Takes what he gives you, let him go. You could also say, like, if you don't want to do this work, like, don't leave
He's
me
been
hanging.
prepaid though,
Yeah,
and
no,
I
I was
don't
just gonna
have the
say,
money to pay
oh, to
somebody else to
refund.
do
I
it.
was gonna say he should refund you some money if he's not gonna do.
Well, that's the thing. He should refund me, but he was thinking, trying to come up with creative ways to bring in more money. It's like, no, you need to finish the work that I've paid you for.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to cut your losses, but I would definitely let him go.
I think he'll be back. He just said he's not going to take anything else for this period. But the thing is, I think that other two people that I have can handle it. Unless one of the other, unless the other one decides to study for the February bar, she hasn't said anything to me about that yet, I don't
You could
think.
ask her.
I think I should.
I think you should do. Yeah. And maybe just check, maybe you could pay them in a different way.
Well, I usually was. I was paying everybody per hour for what they did, and then he said, no, he's demanding a flat fee for a particular service because he wants to treat it as his business that he contracts with lawyers for instead of him being a contract employee for me on an hourly rate. That was his demand.
Okay, but you just for the future, Beth, you never have to accept that. You can just be like, no, I do it this way. If you want to work with me, it's this way. Because your working arrangement came before his new working arrangement. And it's okay for him to say, this is how I want to do it. And then you can be like, well, we're not a good match. I can't do that.
And the thing is, he does have a particular language, but I could. most of the clients speak English well enough. It's just that some of their documents are in that language, and I can always just hire a translator for that part.
That's right. And maybe that's what you do. You get better people without the language thing, and you have a translator to come in and help you when needed.
Yeah, I may
Another
do that.
way.
I actually was contacted by one young attorney who was looking for some work with me. But the thing is, see, I've only been paying like 25 per hour on an hourly basis because that was all I could afford. And I don't know whether she's going to be willing to work for that. That's the kind of the that's where I've been in the situation where it's hard to hire the best people if you don't pay the best.
It just makes it a little harder to find people in the position where they're like, that works for me, and I'm
Yeah,
still
I
with
mean, what it is the one who's just really great. I was actually approached by my alumni office asking if I could help these students, and she's excellent, but it's just basically an outstanding person who just wants some experience. That's who I guess I'd be aiming for.
Yep, absolutely. And they're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there. Once upon a time, someone was paying me $6.50 an hour. Can you imagine the bargain they got? I worked
Yeah.
their whole office for free because I was bored.
Yeah.
Good on you. Well, it sounds like the universe heard our conversation.
Yeah.
Was like, okay, we'll just move this person along.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Well, thank you.
I'm putting out good vibes that you're going to find good people.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Anise, we have 7 minutes. What can I do for you?
Hi. Well, speaking
Hi, good to see you again.
of good to see you too. I have a job interview tomorrow that is a full-time job. And so I decided, like, until we get out of like the slump of the strike, like I'm actually excited to interview for this position because it's with a dance company. So I'm like, this would be a great way to work versus like I'm still kind of piecing together like substitute teaching jobs and like babysitting and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, I actually it would be nice to just spend time. Sorry, my puppy is I'm crazy. It would be just like spend time and know I'm doing that and get paid on a salary. And I've already like done a lot of planning and we did some planning on like my business stuff. So I'm like, I feel secure that that's gonna happen, but I need the money right now and some security right now. But I guess my question is that I haven't done anything that is not independent contract since my first job at college. And then I did work like a 9 to 5, but it was a temp job. And then the pandemic happened. And so I'm just a little nervous that that will come up. And I'm not entirely sure how I can speak on my ability to work for a place for a long amount of time. Also, because I don't know if I can give that assurance, because I'm like, maybe a year feels good, but also I just don't know. So I'm just. I'm wondering how to approach that and speak on that truthfully, authentically.
Yes. Okay. I have another question to ask you. But first, I will say your job going into this interview, you will be asked questions. You can answer the questions, but part of your job is to shift their perspective to see things from your point of view. Instead of just you trying to, like, okay, I hope I'm what they want. It's like, oh, no. I want you to bring in the energy of, I am definitely what you want. You just might not know it. But my job in this interview is to have you see it the way I see it. So that you see how good a fit I am for you. So there's a confidence there. And most people going in for interviews are like, oh, I hope I can say the right things. And actually, who they want to hire is someone who's confident. So they can start throwing work at them and then they will do the work.
Yeah.
So not arrogance, but confidence of like, I'm great. And I'm here to try to communicate that and have you see me as a fit the way I see it as a fit. So, number one, they're not hiring you. This is from your perspective. You are not hiring me for the jobs I've already done. You're hiring to get this really great combination of skills and strengths.
Yes.
So then you look at what is the job? What is the job that you're going up for?
It's operational manager.
Okay. So what kind of skills and strengths are they looking for in this?
Bookkeeping, also admin type
Not
work.
tasks. What kind
Oh.
of skills? Attention to detail, honesty, so you won't defraud them. Reliability, I'll be there every day on like on time. Skills and strengths. I speak well, I write well, I can communicate with clarity and brevity. I work well. I'm not saying you have all of these. I'm just off the top of my head. I work really well with a wide variety of people. What you want to do is you want to look at that position and go, what would the like perfect person in that position need to be able to do? If they're sending emails or answering phones, you have to communicate with the public. You have to communicate well. You know, are you alone, working alone in an office and only dealing with a boss, or are you dealing with the public or a lot of people at the office? Because if you're dealing with a lot of people, you need emotional intelligence to be able to communicate effectively and kindly with all the people that you have to interact with. What else? So tell me what the job would be doing. You'd be bookkeeping, answering phones.
Bookkeeping, admin type stuff, emails, a lot of the things that I've had to do as an independent contractor just to keep things afloat.
That's a great angle. All of the things you're asking, you would be asking me to do in this position, I do for myself as an independent contractor. But since you're dealing with money, not but keeping track of it, they want someone honest. They want someone with attention to detail. You know, so list you plus you're like also fun and nice. I'm a fun person to work with. So, you know, you can get bookkeepers who are like super dialed in on that technical level, but I also bring the charm. You know, you can say that too, because that is definitely a strength that you bring. You also strike me as calm. You're not a person who like freaks out and dials up the anxiety in the office. You're like, I'm pretty calm. I'm pretty able to take care of myself, and I don't need to dial up any kind of anxiety in the office. Oh, that would make them feel good. You know? So, skills and strengths. Make a list tonight. Ask your partner, what are my skills and strengths? And, you know, when you get a question, the question you're afraid of is like, okay, but you like don't really have a lot of work experience and like regular jobs. You go, that's totally true. The interesting thing is everything I'd be doing for you is the stuff I've been doing for myself. And there's no one I'm trying to keep more in order than me. So I'm really good at it. And I know that you want to, you just take that question and you go, oh no, we're actually going to talk about it like this. You do not have to talk about it in the way they want to talk about it. You can be like, I understand your question, but I'm going to answer it like this. This is ninja skills. This interview is a great opportunity for you to just practice this shit. Even if it goes all wrong, like, okay, I know what to do next time. I'm telling you, if you don't get good at being like, I understand your question, but I'm going to answer it this way, because they are asking the question. They don't understand that they're asking the wrong question to get the information they want. And if you can say, this is what the information you really need, they're going to be like, oh yeah, that's the information we need, right? We're looking for this and this and this, skills and strengths, right. And you could also say to them, and if there's something, and I'm a fast learner, so if there's something about your systems or something that I don't have experience with, I've taught myself all this stuff and I can learn really fast. Okay, great. Because you can h hire someone who has done the thing before, who's not great as a person, or you can hire me who's great as a person and who can learn fast and will learn how to do that really well. Well, then I'd rather hire you. They think they need experience. They don't. They need a really good worker. That's shifting their perspective. We need experience. Nope, you actually need a great person who's easy to work with and very good at the job. I'll learn whatever I need to learn. Okay. So then they might ask you, so, you have all this artistic background and we know you have you probably have goals and things, but how do we know you're going to be committed to this job? This is my favorite answer to that question. I realize that you want stability because it would be great for you to be able to hire someone and know that they're going to be there for like a good chunk of years. But the truth is, life is fluid and we can't guarantee that, even if I said that to you now. But here is what I can promise. For however long I'm going to be working for you, I will leave you better off than you were when I came the first day. That's what I can promise. And I want this job. Because that's the goddamn truth. Everyone else is walking in the room lying and going, I want to be here for 10 years. I see the company. They are out of there. They're out of there the first time they get something better. Nobody is here. Everyone moves jobs. That kind of question of like, will you please be here for 5 years? That's the question they're asking. And you're shifting it to what you really, actually, really want is whenever I leave, you're better off for having me there. I leave it clean. I leave it organized. I leave it easy for the next person to take over. Because life is fluid. Your partner could get a job opportunity. You could get a film. You could get a dance class, or you could get sick, or you would just need to move. Like, who knows? But if you can take that question, and by the way, let's say they don't ask you that question. At the end, they often go, are there any questions you have for us? Now it's good to have a question or two. Like if you're talking to the person, a good question for that is, how do you like to communicate? Do you like me to save questions to the end of the day and then ask you all at once? Or do how would you like me to communicate with you? What's your style? What's the atmosphere of the office like? Is it quiet? Do you guys do stuff after, what's the vibe? Those are interesting questions. And any other questions you have that wasn't clear in the job description, if it's an hourly thing, does the work ever require you to work on weekends or outside of the normal hours? How often does that happen? How communicative am I expected to be outside of business hours? Do I have to answer texts at 9 a.m. at night? If you sent like what? How do you communicate by text? Only via email? Like, you can ask some questions, but during that period of time where they're like, do you have any questions for us? Ask a question or two and then say, and there's one more thing. Here's what I really want you to know. The thing I can guarantee that not everybody can who's coming in to interview for this job. Definitely say that part. The thing that I can guarantee that not everybody who can who's coming in to interview for this job is I can guarantee that no matter that for however long I'm here, I will leave you better off than when I came. I will leave your business better off and the company culture better off than when I came. Then you drop the mic and then the interview's over. But do you see how that's very strong and very confident and
Yeah.
very like, I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that much better because I was trying to figure out, I was like, maybe I can tell them I can stay for two
Ugh.
years. But
How do
like,
you
I didn't
know?
know that. So, but I like that because like that's something solid that I can say that is the truth of how I feel and communicate that, you know. Because they even talk about like they have a manual that they upkeep. So it's like, yeah, I've created manuals for the next person that's coming after me. So
Yeah.
that's something I can promise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yes,
Congratulations. And I can't come back and let us know how it goes.
yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. That's it for today. Hope that was pretty juicy. Hope you got a lot.
Thank you, Christine.
You're very welcome. Hi, Karen Eileen. All
Thank
right.
you.
Have a great
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Christine.
February.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
you, everybody.
Bye. Sarah.